welcome to Dave's room. Father, we come to you, and we desire to hear from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yeah.
Welcome to Dave's Room. Today on Dave's Room, I'd just like to share the word of the Lord with you. As we take this journey into His presence, this very day, God is going to touch you. Because our God is a big God. There is nothing too difficult for Him. And today I'm here to tell you that there's no sin that you can keep Him from you. He will go to the ends of the earth to seek you out. You see, while we were sinners, God died for us. Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. We sing it as a child, but do we know it? Do I know it? How great is His love for us, that while we were yet sinners, He would die for us. This is what the Lord is saying. I know the plans I have. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you a future and expected end. All that is required to become a Christian is that we believe and be born again. It's very simple. We ask Jesus into our life. Ask Him to forgive our sins. And He does. And for those who might have served the Lord at one time, and for whatever reasons you found yourself trapped in sin, trapped in a way of life, God's saying that He wants to set you free today, this very moment, if you would just come to Him and ask Him to forgive you, He would. Today is the day of salvation, for tomorrow is not granted, it's not promised to us. And I want to share a story about, when I was in high school, I just got saved and I was on fire for the Lord. I was in shop class. There's just one student in my class, and his name was Kurt. And we were in the paint booth, and the Lord told me, "Tell him about me." And I said, "Lord, I'll wait till Monday." I was going away on a retreat, a powerful retreat to praise and seek God. I said, "Lord, on Monday I'll do it." And I went on the retreat and praised God and I worshiped God and I heard from God. And I got back on Monday and the principal came on to announce on the loudspeaker. She said, "Two students in the high school were killed over the weekend in a car crash." And when she mentioned Kurt Sweeney, my heart just melted. Because I had the opportunity to tell him about Jesus. And I postponed it. I put it off. I didn't think that I didn't think that he would die Keith Green's song, and part of the lyrics go, God's told you to speak, but you keep holding it in. Can't you see it's such sin? Because God brings people in your path, and you turn them away as you smile. God bless you. Have a good day. And the kingdom of God is at hand and is in within us. God is within us. And he's crying out for his lost people. He's crying out for the sinners stuck in their sin. Because if you don't know Jesus, it's time to get out of the pews and go onto the streets. We have an urgent message that Jesus died for the sins of the world. He loved us so much that God would give his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. God brings people in our paths every day. And sure, we could tell them God loves them, but let's start showing them. This one church I went to, and I was on a missions trip and Seattle, and this church did something so different than other churches. It went around the neighborhood and it asked people if they needed stuff done to their house. We came across this one house and the grass was at least 4 foot high, and it was in desperate need of paint, and it looked like no one even lived there. We knocked on the door and this lady came and we said, we want to cut your grass and paint the front of your house. She said, well, okay. Did you know that when we were done doing that, that she came to the church that we were working with and she was just so touched by God's love. See, God came down to earth and he became man. Why? So that he would be able to relate, and for us to relate to him, that if he could make it through this life without no sin, that we could have an abundant life. In him we can live and move and have our being. So this day, I ask you, do you know Jesus? Do you know the precious Holy Spirit? Those who walk in the Spirit will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Because God is a holy God, and he requires holiness. Not an outward holiness, but an inward holiness, saying that, sure, I'm tempted to sin, but God's made a way out. That way out is Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus and you will be saved. Run to God, who is a refuge and a strong tower, a present help in times of trouble. If we look to people, we will fail. People will fail us. The church will fail us. But if we look to God, the creator of heaven and earth, we will find that peace that passes all understanding. The world can be falling down around you. But if Jesus is with you, nothing else matters. We are called to love God and to love people. So this day is your day. This is the day of salvation. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. And if we would just call on Him, just pray and seek Him with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our souls, we would find the greatest thing ever. So this day I ask you, if you're away from the Lord, you know that there's sin in your life, and you want to come home. You want that fire that you first had when you first got saved. That God is a consuming fire. It's not God who has left you. But it's you who have walked away from God. For the Bible says that God will never leave us or forsake us. But we have to make a choice whether or not we will stay in His presence. I'm going to pray this prayer. And if you know that you're away from the Lord, that you're not in His perfect will, this is your day to come home. Like the prodigal son, He's waiting for you. He's been waiting for you. Or maybe you have never known Jesus and you'd like to make Him Lord and Savior of your life. This very moment, you can be saved. So Father, right now I pray for all who hear this podcast, whether they have known You and somehow gotten away from Your presence by the pains of life or by their own choices that they made. Right now, Lord, I ask that Your Holy Spirit would nudge them, would guide them, would pull them home. Break all the yokes of bondage in Jesus' name. Would you pray this after me? Father God, I know that I've wandered from You. I have sinned, and I turn from my sin right now. I repent. I come to You as I am, and I ask that You would forgive me, that You would heal me, that You would save me. He's welcomed you home. He's saying, "My child, I love you. I have never left you or forsaken you. Welcome home." And the Lord is going to restore the years that the devil has stolen. He's going to do a great and mighty work if you would just follow him. Just stay in this place of his presence. And now for those who have never known Jesus, who have never made a commitment to Jesus, would you pray this prayer after me? Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you would forgive my sins, that you would make me white as snow. That you would give me a new life in you. I turn from my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I want to be born again right now. Amen. If you prayed either one of those prayers, God is smiling. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. You see, you have a purpose and a plan in God's kingdom. And you are very important to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now I ask that you would pour out a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon all those who hear this message. May they be refreshed, renewed, and revived by your presence right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for listening to Dave's Room.